T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Happy Hour Friday here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Thanks everybody for being with us. Noon hour straight ahead. Lots to get to. We'll get into an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. Mike Conte going to stop by at 12:20 as he always does on Fridays. Talk a little Atlanta United. Trey Young's new podcast dropped last night as well. Obviously there's a lot of fluff and stuff, which is fine. It's his podcast. He can do it whatever he wants. But talked a little bit about Nate McMillan, talked a little bit about what his offseason is going to look like according to what Quinn Snyder is looking for. So some news in there as well. We'll play Sports Jeopardy coming up at 12:40 also.
We were just talking, they parachuted the Larry O'Brien trophy last night, not actually into the basketball arena, but and we were just thinking, like, because I mean, I've seen the dudes bring the football in sometimes at games and everything, but at a retractable roof, say Mercedes Benz.
Sure.
The accuracy that you have to parachute inside there.
That's a small hole.
Because if you miss, your ass going to get curb stomped on Northside Drive probably.
Yeah, you land in Northside Drive.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I guess you just miss by a little bit and you end up on the roof.
Yeah, I mean, you stuck on the damn roof in a parachute.
Yeah, that's a tight squeeze.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the
right
precision.
There. Plus, also, like, do you think that, because, like, when you're parachuting in, you're not coming straight down, usually. You're kind of like coming at a little bit of an angle.
No, that's out of camera. So, no, your ass is going straight down.
Really? but when you see them land, they like kind of run and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, I see what you're saying right there. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, like, I guess maybe you could, but if there's wind, you got to, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know that you could parachute into, you'd have to like free jump and then wait until you got through the hole and then throw it up and then like that.
You're dead as hell if you
probably
do that, right?
Probably.
You know that,
people
right?
People do it off buildings, though.
I know this, but.
Which don't do that.
But
you shouldn't do that.
The thing you're talking about is when you get approaching the entrance of the stadium.
Yeah.
That's when you pull your chute?
Well, look.
Yeah, your ass going to be splatted on the 50.
I don't think you should do it.
Yeah,
I don't think you should do
you're
it.
You're going to be splatted on the 50.
But if you were to, that's what you'd have to do, right?
No.
Like, what's the lowest building? Because people jump off buildings all the time and do that dumb crap.
Yeah, but they haven't built up speed for 20 seconds free fall. You immediately throw
Well, you don't
your
know
chute.
How high they're coming from. They might just be jumping from the roof.
You could jump from the roof and immediately throw your chute, yes.
Yes.
So you could do that.
But you couldn't be coming down at full speed through.
Well, also, that would just be hard to judge. You know, if you're jumping from an airplane, like, that's way too much risk. But if you were on the roof, what would you need to bring in? What are you bringing in with you to a Falcons game? The ball?
Yeah.
All right. And I guess if it doesn't work, you fumble and then they just take the ball.
Yeah.
Just cart you off.
Yeah, I mean, ain't nothing worse than being busted up before a game. You know, they got to bring the ambulance on the field before the game because the damn dude didn't pull his parachute in time?
That would be really,
nobody
that'd be tragic
that.
For a lot of people.
That'd be like, yeah.
All right, so they can scrap that one.
Yeah.
If they're looking
for,
like, opening game ideas at Mercedes-Benz, maybe don't have a guy base jump off the top of the stadium. I also just, like, what's the point of doing it for a basketball game? It's an indoor
exactly.
event. Like, the guy parachutes outside and he's got the trophy, and then he takes his parachute off and sprints into the building with the trophy?
I don't know.
I didn't see it, so no. I didn't. I don't know. Like, I don't know. This is going to be such a lame old opinion, but whatever. I'm getting more and more of those every day. Isn't the basketball just enough? Like, it's the NBA Finals,
right,
man. Like, Nikola Jokic and Jimmy Butler and the Heat and the Nuggets, like, you know, what else do we need?
Can
we just watch the game?
You're getting older than me by the day.
I know.
You know that?
We need parachuters trophy.
You're getting older than me by the day.
Yeah, just play basketball.
Yeah, before you know it.
That is what this series is, though, and I don't know how they're, especially if the games go the way that last night went. Like, there's not the, you know, the LeBron's legacy isn't on the line.
God.
I guess they had to announce Ja thing last night just to spice it up.
Right.
Because the Nuggets and the Heat weren't enough. Like, this is just basketball. It's just two good basketball teams. One of them, kind of a Cinderella story getting there. One of them has the best player that no one really knows about because people don't watch basketball until the playoffs or the media doesn't cover it or whatever. Like, this is just a fun basketball matchup, and I don't think that's enough for people.
No, it's not. They got to have the pizzazz and the paplumes and all that other stuff.
Excuse me?
Pizzazz and paplumes. Yeah, that does all. Pizzazz and paplumes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Let's get to an NFL no huddle here.
We're going no huddle.
With the Midday Show no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go! Let's go!
A what?
You never heard nobody say paplumes?
Nope.
Really? Bo?
No, I've never heard the word paplumes.
Peach County word?
No. You never heard nobody
balloon.
Say paplumes.
Paplumes?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It's kind of like, never mind.
I've heard pizzazz.
Okay, it's like pizzazz.
Oh, it's kind of like the same thing.
Yeah, but it's paplumes.
Mm-hmm. No, I haven't heard it. But yeah. I like it, though. I'm going to start incorporating it into my vocabulary. The Noon Hour, proudly brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. So, back to the NBA Finals conversation, and who's rooting for who? Mike McDaniel's the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, but he's from Colorado.
Yes.
And he's a lifelong diehard Nuggets fan.
Right.
But he feels like he has to root for the Heat because he works in Miami now.
Right.
He said, eventually the Nuggets, they've waited 47 years for a championship. They can wait 48.
Really? That's what he said?
That's what he said.
Nice job, Mike.
Yeah, he's picking his current home over his where he's from.
Well, I mean, because, you know, the Heat organization lets you sit courtside,
sure.
Mike, for free, Mike, and park in the back, Mike, for free, Mike. It's kind of weird because you have that, you know, you're from that place. Have we found a Denver Nugget fan?
I don't know any.
Okay, I don't know either.
I mean, I saw a lot of them on TV last night.
No, I know that, but I'm talking
Abe
about.
Abe knows one.
Abe knows one of everything, dog. You have not noticed that, okay?
If you want to hear
yes.
a full breakdown of the Taco Bell menu as well, tune into today's Off the Cuff podcast.
Yes,
the Off the Cuff podcast really is just turning into like Abe goes on diatribes.
And we laugh.
And then we're just like, really?
Yes.
And then that's what it is, and like every single day.
And we laugh.
It's like, wait, seriously? That's what you do? And he's like, yeah, that's what I do.
But that's what I love about him. He knows who he is.
He's secure
in his own skin.
No doubt about that.
He knows. He cries at movies.
Mm-hmm.
He's the third wheel.
Yep.
Tears up. Don't cry. Tear up. There's a difference.
No, it really ain't. Yeah.
If the tear doesn't fall, did you cry?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Just a little moisture is enough to call it a cry?
Whatever, dog. Okay. Don't do that.
I'm just asking.
Don't do it. Because we all know when you're about to get your ass whooped. And that, what you crying about? Ain't that came out yet, but you can just see it.
Oh, the pre-cry.
The pre-cry.
Yeah.
It's crying.
Okay. Fair enough.
Offensive.
All right.
Offensive. But no, he has to. He got to toe the line right there. But he is.
Does he, though? That's the thing. Like, this is always funny to me. Because I don't care that much one way or the other. But, like, you could just say you're a Nuggets fan because you're from there.
Yeah.
And I don't think, like, all the Dolphins fans are going to turn on you for that.
I don't know, Andy.
Maybe a little bit.
I don't know, Andy. Cause,
maybe,
you know,
people care.
Yeah, I mean, the stuff.
Sports fans care about everything.
Thank you.
I get
stuff
it.
That you, like, you really care about that?
But I also just, me personally, as a sports fan, have a lot of respect for other sports fans when they stick to their guns.
Yes.
When it's like, yeah, no, I'm just a fan of this team because I'm from there,
right.
And I'm always going to root for them. Like, I'll live here my whole life, hopefully, from now on. Cover Georgia games, talk about Georgia, all that kind of stuff. And wear my Washington Huskies shirt to work.
Yeah.
Because I'm a Washington Huskies fan.
Right.
You're not going to see me in any Georgia gear.
You don't, because you know, the one thing I respect about you.
The only one thing?
I said, oh, damn, that is, I did.
Damn.
Well,
tell me what it is.
Well, you know, I respect the hell out of you.
One of the many
things that I respect about you is that when we talk dogs and all that stuff, you don't say we, you don't say dog, our dog. You don't do that.
Now, I'll be honest. I want Georgia to do well.
I know you
it's
do.
Fun.
I know you do. But that's why I.
But no, like
that
yeah.
is one of the many things that I respect
Thank
about
you.
You, yes. you don't say. You don't say us. You don't say our dogs. Nothing like that.
You know, one of the many things I respect about you is even though you played there, you don't say that either.
Right.
Like, you're not on the team anymore.
Yeah.
Not that there's. Look, say whatever you want. We, us, whatever. I don't really care. You're a fan. You can fan however you want. But you, even though. You, like, when you talk about the 2001 Georgia team, uh-huh. like the hobnail boot game or whatever, you say we. But, like, right now when we're talking
about – I'll say
about
we about Georgia.
Do you?
I'll say we.
Rarely. Because you turn on the broadcast and it's all we, us,
yes.
all that kind of stuff, which I got no problem with that. That's fine. Represent how you want to represent. Anyway, if Mike McDaniel wanted to root for the Nuggets, that'd be fine with me.
Yes.
All right? That'd probably fine with a lot of people as well. All right, here's Dan Orlovsky. He's on TV a lot. He's talking about the Atlanta Falcons. Probably on TV at some point.
If you look at Atlanta, it's them, it's Desmond, it's Bijan, it's Cordero Patterson, and then it's Kyle Pitts. And if you're Arthur Smith, their head coach, it's like, how many different touches can those four guys get? I don't care how they get touches. You know, and when I say touches for Desmond, I would say 5, 6, maybe 8 designed quarterback runs. You know, so I think the zone read will be a little bit more prevalent in their offense. So I think Arthur Smith is ridiculous when it comes to run game. He's right there with Shanahan when it comes to run game designs.
Disagree?
A little bit with the Desmond Ridder design runs. I do. I think I'll say 3. I'll say maybe 3. And I'm just talking about designs, runs. Now, I don't include like the RPOs and as a design run for the quarterback. You know, I think it's more of a read, whatever.
Does quarterback sneak count like a half yard, third and one?
I wouldn't put a quarterback sneak in it. I wouldn't do that. But I'm just talking about like just like snap, run. I say maybe 3 a game.
Okay,
that's just how I look at RPOs and stuff because it is you can hand the ball off. Quarterback run is snap it to me and go.
Right. Now I do think that one of the things they like about him, and when we talk about the different dynamics that he brings to the offense, is he can do that.
Yes.
Like, you have to account for his legs.
But even Arthur Smith said it, I mean, himself, that it was not because we had Marcus, we did it a lot more than we're going to do it with him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Marcus just had a lot more experience doing that as well. Like, he was such a running quarterback.
He's more explosive than he is.
Yeah. Now, Desmond's fast, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, I think in terms of, like, his 40 time, he's right around the same, wasn't it? He's like a 4.5.
Is he?
I think so.
I'm saying like
Marcus Mariota was a running quarterback.
Yeah.
I also think, I don't know, you probably want to make sure you keep Desmond healthy and upright as well. You know, like if Marcus got banged up, Marcus got banged up. Desmond probably want him in there. Probably was a better option to have Marcus running than it was throwing.
It damn sure was.
At times. Yeah. You know what I mean? Hopefully it's a better option to have Desmond throwing than it is to have him running. All right, let's hear John Lynch. Man, they talk a lot about how much they love Brock Purdy. They're really going to bat for this guy. I mean, I get it. He's their quarterback, I suppose. But here's John Lynch on Purdy.
Is it a flash in the pan or is it the real deal? As we've gone back and studied it, he played at a high, high level. You know, not only played within a system, made a lot of plays outside the system and by extending plays and showed tremendous playmaking ability, showed a tremendous ability to run the system efficiently, effectively, push the ball downfield. So he just had an incredible first year.
7 games.
Yeah.
And he was really solid.
He was, man. And, you know, the reports are that that the young boy's taking all the first-team reps. How can I think of his name?
Trey Lance?
Yes, he's taking all the first-team reps right now. Sam Darnold's running with the twos. And I still think that Sam Darnold's going to probably win that job. I don't know. Call me crazy. But, I mean, Trey Lance, just them automatically saying that Brock Purdy is their guy over this dude that y'all traded all them picks for.
Yeah, it's bad news for Trey Lance.
It's bad news for Trey Lance. Exactly. So I don't know how he's doing in practice, but him getting these first-team reps while he's gone – that lets me know that, hey, it's a possibility that if Brock Purdy's not ready, then we might have to start this dude.
Right, right. But we like him, and we hope he's ready. But if he's not ready, then we'll be okay to go with this guy. I guess now you can carry 3 quarterbacks anyway.
Yeah.
Because you need all 3 of them.
You need all 3 of them.
Because of them.
But if he's not ready, he won't be the third quarterback. Right. They'll bring somebody else on.
Right. Apparently Antonio Brown is offering Cam Newton $150,000 to play for his Arena League team.
Why would Cam do that?
Yeah, Cam's got a lot of money.
Cam's pockets are straight.
I would think so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's probably not going to do that.
Yeah, I know he's not going to do that.
But we keep talking about Antonio Brown's Arena League team, which I didn't know he had until he started offering Cam Newton money.
I thought he didn't have it anymore.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought he was like, I don't know. I try to not to be, you know, whatever about him in his, you know, his rap career.
I'm with you. Yeah. I agree.
Stay right there.
Tyler Boyd, Bengals wide receiver, says, if I would have played the whole game, we would have won the game last year in the playoffs. He had 2 catches and 40 yards at the time when he got injured. And then he got hurt.
Why are we?
And then they lost.
See, these are the things, because he probably said it on the damn podcast. Probably,
yeah.
And that's the thing about it. Why do you get loose-lipped and like that on podcasts, but if you get on this show, on these TV shows, you won't say with that?
It is really interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, do they not have media training for podcasts?
I don't know.
As well?
That's what I'm saying.
Or like, are guys drinking when they're on podcasts?
Probably.
I understand. A lot of times, maybe not so much anymore. It's all these different podcasts. But dudes used to go on Taylor Rook's podcast.
Yes, and say everything.
And I understand.
Taylor, yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, Taylor would have that shit.
You're trying to show off.
You're trying to show your machoism and all that stuff.
Yeah, you got it. Exactly.
But
I don't know that he was on Taylor Rook's podcast on this one.
But yeah, that's it. That's what I'm saying. These cats get on these podcasts, and they say stupid stuff like that. If I don't get hurt, we win. Really? He's a good player, don't get me wrong. But you ain't the best receiver on your team.
Third best.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, he's a good player, don't get me wrong, he is. Man, go somewhere with that, man. We would have won if I didn't get hurt. Really? Really, dog? That's what you're saying. So you putting all that is a fluke. Because, Uno Nuno.
Yeah.
TB.
Everybody knows.
I was hurt.
Patrick Mahomes is only good because other teams' wide receivers get hurt.
God.
Everybody knows that about Patrick Mahomes.
God.
That's his whole legacy, honestly,
yeah.
If you ask me.
I ain't get hurt, dog.
All right. Yeah. We'll come back.
Me and my two catches.
Mike Conte will step in here.
We'll
talk about what's going on with Atlanta United. Unfortunate way that game finished the other night. We'll talk about the good, too. They score a lot of goals. Try to figure out how they can give up less goals as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's Andy and Randy.
What a fantastic intro
on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. This is one of those ones that somehow transcended and like got into the mom community.
Yes.
And then moms would just talk about riding dirty.
We have the great.
You don't know what that means,
dude.
Mom?
She made a great. She made a great video. I think. Isaiah was, might have been 7 or 8, and Samson was a baby, and made the video of them driving her in the little Tonka truck. Coolest thing ever. Coolest thing ever. But yeah, this was always the mom in the car.
Yep.
Carpool, pulling up. Like, I'm so glad I don't have to deal with that no more, dude.
For now, right? For the summer or forever?
Forever, dude. I got a foolproof drop-off strategy, dog, now with the boy. Because I ain't waiting that line. I'm not waiting on I'm not waiting on the doors to close down, the automatic doors, the mommy kissing bait. No, don't do it no more, dog. I just go in the back way, around the back way, drop him off, make sure he gets there, don't get hit by no school bus, go on by my business.
Sounds great. Sounds like you cracked the code, man.
I got the code, man.
That's awesome.
Pops got it.
Good, man. I'm glad to hear that.
It sucks when it rains. But he'll be all right. He got a hood on his jacket.
Get him an umbrella. We got these nice 92.9 The Game umbrellas. There's like 5 of them.
I have one.
Maybe
2 of them.
Hook him up with an umbrella. Free advertising for the show, and he stays dry, which is perfect. We'll get to Sports Jeopardy coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. But like we always do on Fridays at 12:20, let's get Mike Conte in here.
It's time to check in with Atlanta United and Atlanta Hawks broadcaster Mike Conte.
Lines it forward, a shot, score!
Brought to you by Lindy and the Empower Home Team.
Hello, Mike.
What up, Mike?
Good to see you guys in person. You know, usually, like the last 2 months, we've had all these weekend road games. So I'm usually doing this segment from like the parking lot of the Wendy's in Heapville. I'm not joking.
No,
that,
I know.
That, like, Randy has his code. That's my code because they don't really feed us on the team charter.
They don't?
So I have to load up at Wendy's in Heapville. It's become like my spot now on Friday afternoons.
It's
a good Wendy's, by the way. Just
I feel like I'm going to be wrong about this because you're very busy and you have a million things going on, but there's no game this weekend. So do you actually have a weekend off?
Can you believe that? Yeah.
Wow.
It's like summer vacation. I have a weekend, and this is the crazy thing. I have a weekend off this weekend, and then I have another weekend off and 2 weekends because it'll be international break. We were supposed to be in Los Angeles right now. LAFC, that match was supposed to be played tomorrow.
Right.
But LAFC is in Champions League. They're playing Lyon.
Oh,
and
that's
the second
right.
leg okay. of that final is Sunday. Uh-huh. So Major League Soccer agreed to move the Atlanta United LAFC game to the following Wednesday, which is a huge, huge break for Atlanta United.
There's some more
because
rest.
LAFC is not going to be playing anyone against Atlanta United next Wednesday. They're going to be playing Academy kids. Because they're all in right now on trying to win the Champions League. And if they win it, they're going to be hungover.
Right.
And if they lose it, they're going to be miserable.
Right.
But either way, their starters like Vela and Belonga, like they're almost certainly not going to play against Atlanta United. So it is a huge
Great.
Scheduling break for the team. It is absolutely a horrible break if you bought tickets to L.A.
Right.
Expecting to take a trip this weekend with Atlanta United. So that's the downside.
Mike, what are we going to do about this defense, Mike? I mean,
I don't know.
Because – we love him. We love Goose. But it's just the first goal he gave up. I mean, that was just inexcusable.
It was.
But it's not just him, though, Mike.
The first goal is a good example.
Yeah.
Because Miles Robinson fires a back pass at him that was very sloppy, as right. Jason said. Brad's got to make a play. Now, what Brad should have done is just put it in the stands mm-hmm. or knock it out for a corner. He didn't. And he gave it right to Carlos Heel, and Heel scored. So that's on Brad. But Brad was put into the bad spot right. by Miles. You know, the stat that I tweeted after the match on Wednesday, teams are converting 48% of all the shots they're taking against Atlanta United this year. That is a very, very alarming stat, okay? No team in the league is shot-stopping at less than 62%. And that includes some really bad teams like Miami, LA Galaxy, like really lousy teams. Shot-stopping at 62% or better. The only team below 62% is Atlanta United, and they're 10 full percentage points below that. But it's not just on the goalkeeping, and I think that's really important.
Right.
You know, if Brad did not have a good game on Wednesday, okay? Like, I'll fully admit that. But when you look at the totality of Brad and Westberg and Diop and what they've had to do this year, I think that shot-converting percentage in large part has to do with just all of the juicy
yep.
opportunities that Atlanta United is conceding right now. The second New England goal scored by, Bobby Wood on Wednesday. Like, man, like that's not the level of marking that you should be seeing a professional side deploying. I mean, just a total fundamental breakdown from the entry all the way in. Third goal, you know, a little unlucky because Parata, you know, you got to try to clear that into the midfield, not clear it right back to Heel. But Brad's got to make a better save. It's been happening all year. A lot of it's pinball soccer where you're just not clearing your 18. The one thing I'll say about Atlanta United this year, guys, is they've actually been really good defending set pieces. They're not giving up a lot of goals on corners. So maybe they just need to start conceding corners,
right?
You know, instead of you know this kind of fire wagon scramble defending where they're unable to clear their 18. Like, just maybe Franco Ibarra needs to step up and drill it into the 20th row and set up to defend a corner because they've done a good job at that. Very, very frustrating. Very, very frustrating to score three goals and not win a match.
Yes.
And you've done it.
Come back to.
Especially down 2-0 and come back and take the lead.
Right. Like, Miguel Berry hits a worldie, and you think you're going to win, and you don't. Very, very frustrating. The team was frustrated. But, strangely, they're not losses. They're unbeaten in their right. last four. I mean, that's the weird thing. They're right. still top five of the East. So, I guess it's not as bad as it feels. But, boy, Randy's right. Like, you just got to figure this out. And I don't know what more you can really do because I don't think you're going to change the personnel.
Right. That's sort of the million-dollar question is, okay, is it just, like, do better? Because sometimes that is as simple as that.
Well, I mean,
is there a personnel change? I know a lot of people point to the keeper, but – like you mentioned, the other guys have been dealing with this. It's not Brad hasn't been keeping every single game.
And Brad also has the highest save percentage of the three keepers on your team right now. It's Brad Guzan's net for the rest of the year unless he gets hurt.
Right.
Like the Atlanta United's not making a move in the summer for a goalkeeper, I don't think. Miles Robinson still having a pretty good year. Parata, I think, has had a pretty good year. I don't put this on the center backs. Then you look at, you know, your next kind of phase outside with Hernandez and Lennon and Gutman and Wiley. I think those guys are so important for you going forward that you don't necessarily want to make a change there. Then you look at your holding midfield. I think Ibarra has been excellent. I think Sosa, I mean, he hasn't started a whole lot when given opportunities and when healthy. He's been okay. I don't think you're making a move in the summer for a holding midfielder. So, no, this is it. I think this is your group right now. The only thing you could potentially do is go to five in the back. But I don't think Atlanta United wants to play that way.
That takes away the attack, right?
Yeah, I don't think they want to play that way. They want to dominate possession, be on the front foot and attack. And look, to be fair, I'll wind back the clock to 2019 when Frank DeBoer was coaching and all these fans were talking about just how awful these 1-0 wins were. Well, I mean, you're kind of getting your wish now.
Yeah.
You're getting these high scoring
games.
Yeah, so I don't know. But I don't think there's an obvious answer. I think if there was, they would have tried it by now. I do think there is one personnel change Atlanta United could make that would be very helpful right now. That would be to start Tyler Wolf at left wing until you get Caleb Wiley back from the U-20 World Cup. I think Derek Etienne, unfortunately, has not made the most of his opportunities. Wolf has been boiling hot both in Next Pro and in MLS when he's had a chance to play with the first team. That's one change he can make, but it's not going to make you any better defensively.
Interesting. Yeah. Frank Vogel.
Yeah. Sorry.
Everyone's looking at their phones. Yeah. Do we have breaking news?
Yeah, yeah. We were going to switch gears and talk NBA anyway.
What do we got?
According to Woj, the Suns are planning to hire Frank Vogel.
Wow.
As their next head coach.
Not Mike Budenholzer.
Yeah,
that's shocking.
There, huh?
I mean, Bud, who was from Phoenix.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And his family still lives in Scottsdale. I thought for sure Bud was getting that job. That's wild.
So what do you think Bud does for a year?
Because he doesn't have radio?
Let the Milwaukee Bucks pay him. And
yeah, just hang out?
Yeah, just hang out.
Drink some
play
wine?
Play golf. I don't know. Well, I mean, are there still openings? Let's think about this off the top of our heads right now. Toronto would still be open.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad gig at all. I haven't really heard Bud's name really linked to that. Mm-mm. I thought it was interesting. Did you guys watch the Adam Silver press conference last night?
Yes.
And someone asked, I think it was David Aldridge, asked him a really good question. Like, are you concerned about all of these head coaches who have had a ton of success just getting fired left and right because they're crashing out of the playoffs in the first or second round? And I thought Silver's answer was fascinating. He said, well, I empathize with them, but in reality, this isn't unusual. It feels unusual to me, but perhaps he has some historical data to indicate that he is correct. And I think this is a trend that we're seeing across all sports, not the NBA, over the last couple of years. It really is becoming a 1 or 2 years and you're out type of situation. Coach Bud's a good coach.
He is.
Whoever hires him is going to get a good coach. And if no one hires him, you're going to have a really good coach available come next summer.
Because it's going to be like six more jobs, probably.
Of course.
Yeah,
yeah, at least, maybe more. Travis Schlenk now in Washington. I mean, keep an eye on that now. Does Schlenk, they did not work together very much here in Atlanta.
I don't know what that relationship is like.
It's probably not very good.
But I think Schlenk kind of stole his job.
Yeah, that's true. Schlenk took his job. So yeah, so that we can rule out the Washington Wizards, I guess, for Coach Bud.
We heard a couple snippets of Trey's new podcast and everything. What do you think about what he's saying that Coach Quinn wants him to do? More threes? I mean, weren't they one of the lowest three-point
shooters?
Weren't they one of the lower teams in the league this year?
When Nate was coaching,
in percentage, yes.
Oh, right.
I thought that was very interesting. I think that's something Trey probably is going to be excited about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, again, when we talk about this relationship that Trey is developing with Coach Quinn and how it seems to be very, very positive so far, I mean, there's something that Trey is going to just absolutely love getting the green light to do that. Let's see. I mean, that makes me, I'll be honest, it makes me nervous.
Yeah.
It makes me nervous. I don't know if the Hawks need to be cranking up more three-pointers.
Right.
However.
As currently constructed.
As currently constructed. That's a great point. Yes, you're right. I mean, if you go out and you pick up two or three wing players who are 40% three-point shooters and you can expose some mismatches, or maybe you acquire a big who can get out to the three-point line, then it's a different story. But if we're talking about the same group, mm-hmm. and I don't think it'll be the same group next year. They've got to make changes. They'd be insane if they didn't. But for Trey in particular, who knows? Maybe he's got a shot doctor and it's something he's really going to work on this offseason. And quite frankly, if Quinn's telling him to take more threes, maybe it's something that Trey will really spend some time working on.
This is what he said. He said, this is what he wants me to work on all summer.
Okay.
Just jacking up
jacking
threes.
Up threes.
Cool. I mean, now, maybe that is a little bit of a tea leaf indicator, though, of some of the changes that are going to happen, which I think would be good. Like, it's a team that's built around a guy who can facilitate, but no one could shoot.
Yeah.
You probably want some shooters.
Or it could be a bluff, and they could be playing all of us.
Oh,
right,
yeah. Maybe Quinn Snyder said, Trey, all right, Trey, first podcast out. Go tell him I told you to shoot a whole bunch of threes.
I want you to lie to everyone and throw up a smokescreen.
The influence, I know we got influence that Quinn's going to have in this offseason. 100%. Landry, I don't want this guy.
I think he's running the show. I think he's telling Landry to buy the groceries. Okay. I think this is Quinn's team.
Here's the list. Go to the store.
Yeah.
Instacart, basically.
Yeah.
Just punch it in there.
You got a coupon.
This is what I need.
Yeah, here's a Davis Bertans coupon.
Enjoy the free weekend, Mike.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I hope to see some fun pictures of
some grilling.
Some grilling.
What the hell are you doing? Last time, didn't y'all go to the cabin or something last time?
No, we're here. Oh. We're here this week.
But there'll be some smoked meats, I'm sure.
Oh, meats will be smoked.
Good. We'll come back. We'll play some Sports Jeopardy here on a Happy Hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, here's another Andy and Randy listener.
Welcome back to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. These two are good enough for television, but they look a lot better on radio.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. If you're out there drinking something or planning to, send us a picture of it. We'll give you a shout-out on the radio at TBM929, at RandyMack81. 20 minutes away from the big story of the day, we'll get back into a couple of different things. Obviously, game one of the NBA Finals last night. Nuggets handled their business. Also, some of the decisions that were made at the SEC coaches' meetings down there in Florida. Get into a Braves conversation coming up at 1:20 as well. With the month of June ahead of us and May in the rear view, what are some things that maybe you saw in May that you don't need to see anymore? Some things that you're looking forward to in the month of June to get the, I don't want to say back on track because they're 10 games over 500 and very, very good, but playing a little bit better, a little bit more consistently. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well. Any question, any topic, send your questions over. We'll answer them to the best of our ability in an hour.
We got some good good shows coming on. I know that LeBron stories, it comes out today, the one on Peacock. Then I saw on JR Sports Brief, he had Andre Ward. He has a boxing documentary on Showtime, so it's going to be good because it's on Showtime. You got to finish watching Succession.
I got one more episode of Succession. Did you finish it?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Ooh. We're almost there.
Dude, y'all got to hurry up, man.
We're going to watch it tonight.
You sure? Positive.
Yeah, like, I don't know, 98%
then
sure.
There was another one.
Abe can't come over, and then I don't know what we're going
to
do.
I don't know. If Abe can't come over, we can't watch a movie without Abe because we promised.
Again, if you want to hear that story, you got to listen to the podcast because there's a very weird scenario in which a couple is not allowed to watch TV shows unless Abe comes over.
That is, no. Abe goes over there.
They go over to Abe's house.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very, very.
Check it out.
I mean, friends.
I think we may have fudged the details on that one a little bit, but yeah, that's the way it goes.
It's pretty damn weird.
It's definitely that.
Yeah, and then they have one about Allen Iverson, was it 2001 season?
Okay.
It's a whole bunch of good stuff on. I love documentaries. Love boxing documentaries better.
Yeah, any sports documentary, you're probably gonna get me. Yeah. At least you got 5 minutes, right? I'm probably gonna give you 5 minutes, and I'm usually gonna get hooked and watch it.
Right.
That's cool because there was an Allen Iverson 30 for 30,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And then this one specifically about the 2001 season, which has been getting a little bit of discussion because there was a tweet that went viral where somebody said, "I've never seen a player carry a team to a championship series like Jimmy Butler has," and then people are like,
"Do you
remember?
Remember that the little guy?
Remember those guys?
Remember that little guy?
He had like Tyrone Hill and Eric Snow. No offense to those guys; they're NBA players, but
dog. I mean,
Allen Iverson,
McKee. What was his name? McKee,
Aaron McKee,
Yeah,
Dikembe was on that team, wasn't he? Was Dikembe on the team?
Mm-hmm.
And then like Todd McCullough or something.
He drug him. Yeah.
Drug him, and they won game one.
Yes.
Stepped over Ty Lue, all that stuff.
Yeah, dog.
No, Allen Iverson was the best.
Yes, he was. Dude, he did drag that. They weren't never going to be the Lakers, but because once game two, they put Kobe on him. It was a wrap. It was a wrap.
Young Kobe.
Yeah, dog. Kobe's like, all right, come on, man. Let's get him up out of here.
Let's get to Sports Jeopardy.
This is Andy and Randy's Sports Jeopardy.
Okay.
Andy.
Randy.
All right, guys, just a reminder, Randy.
Nobody gives a damn, Abe, about the score.
Well, you won.
I don't care.
Win streak. You don't. All right, I'm deleting that line from
snap
the whole page.
Thank you.
Question number one.
Guys. I care, Dave.
Who is the only NFL team to neither host nor play
Andy. In Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns is correct. Host or play in a Super Bowl. Question number two. The Green Bay Packers won the first Super Bowl in 1970. Who was the losing team?
Randy. They beat the Chiefs.
That is incorrect.
I think they beat the Chiefs in the second Super
Bowl.
That's
what it was. Okay.
The Colts?
That is also incorrect. The correct answer was the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, they did?
Yes. In the movie Castaway, what does
Randy,
Tom...
I'm just going to go with volleyball because that's the only thing I can think about in sports.
That is incorrect. In the movie Castaway, what does Tom Hanks
sounds like it's
name
be close,
the volleyball?
Though.
What does he name the volleyball? Okay.
Andy.
Yes. Okay.
Wilson.
Wilson is correct.
You think... never mind.
Don't do it.
Never mind.
Don't do it.
Which coach led Georgia...
Just a lonely life alone on an island is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You think Wilson was just his friend?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
It's a pretty small hole.
Good point, Abe. Good point.
Let's get past you, Abe.
It's a good point.
Let's get past you.
Which coach led Georgia Tech to the 2004 national championship game they eventually lost to UConn?
I have no clue. I should know who it is. It's the, Randy.
Yes.
The black guy.
I don't think we're going to be able to accept that. Going to need a little more information there.
It's not Bobby Crimmins?
No, it's not.
Not Bobby Crimmins. Okay. Correct answer was Paul Hewitt.
Paul Hewitt.
Oh, no, Paul's not black.
There it is.
Michael Jordan's iconic flu game took place in what city?
Randy.
I think I heard Randy first. Bo, do you hear the same thing?
Europe.
Wait, Europe?
I said Europe. Like, yep, Europe.
Oh, I thought your answer was Europe.
That's what I thought he said.
That would have been really funny.
No. Randy, your
Utah.
Answer.
Utah.
What city?
Oh, what city? Oh, Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. Oh. Score update, it is Andy 2, Randy 1.
He did say city, and Utah's a state.
I think we'll still give it to him.
I thought you said Europe.
Oh, no, Europe?
That's what I heard, too. Which two teams are tied for the most Super Bowl wins with 6 each?
Randy.
Randy.
The Steelers.
That is one.
And the Patriots.
That is correct. Yeah. That is both of them. Steelers and Patriots, both 6 wins each. Which forward that won 3 titles with the Bulls played for the Hawks?
Randy. Horace Grant.
That is incorrect. Played for the Hawks from 2000 to 2002.
Was it Tony Kukoc?
Tony Kukoc.
Oh.
Is correct.
I know that. Did I know that?
Which recent World Series winning manager was an outfielder for the Braves?
Randy. Dusty Baker.
Dusty Baker is correct. Outfielder for the Braves from 68 to 75. Randy has tied things up.
He was on deck when Hank hit the 715,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, I do know cool. that. I do know that.
That's
one.
Pretty cool.
Here's a fun one. What does the B stand for in BMX?
Randy. Bike.
I'm going to accept that. Bicycle, yes.
If you didn't accept that, Randy might have murdered you.
Well, no, I mean.
Yeah, bike, not, bicycle.
I will take it.
What does MX stand
extreme,
for?
Extreme. Is it bicycle?
Bicycle.
Extreme.
What? X is last.
Motocross.
Motocross. Bicycle, motocross. Okay. So X is actually not an X.
Oh, so I see.
Just a cross like that. Okay. Like Xmas, Christmas. I get it.
All right. With just a couple questions left, Randy has surged into the lead 4-3.
Surged? I'm down 1.
You were up 2.
Oh.
It's a surge.
Damn it.
Great drink, by the way.
God. You like that?
I think Abe still drinks Mountain Dew.
When it came back out on Amazon,
you drink Surge?
I did order a case. Yeah. All right, here's the question, guys. What country was Kyrie Irving born in?
Randy. Kyrie was born I don't know this. Was he born in Germany?
I think he was.
That is incorrect.
Oh, man, that was going to be my guess, too.
Well, now you have a second guess.
Oh!
Italy.
Italy is incorrect. Randy, it won't count, but...
Was he born in Sydney?
I don't... The country city thing's been tough for you today. Australia is
correct,
though.
Yeah, Sydney, Australia.
Yeah, it was in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
So there you go.
He was born in Sydney, Australia.
Which color jersey does the leader of the Tour de France...
Yellow.
Yellow is correct.
I surge back into a tie.
Sure. Which athlete has appeared on more Sports Illustrated covers?
Randy.
Than
Andy. Oh.
I heard Randy first.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan is correct. More Sports Illustrated covers than anyone else. While many believe it to be hockey, what is actually...
Andy.
We had this.
Lacrosse.
You've had this before?
Yeah.
Do we want to throw it out, Bo? Can I get a ruling on that?
No.
I got it right.
You got it right.
Tied it up.
I didn't know you had had it before.
The Iroquois invented lacrosse. Iroquois Nation.
Name one of the two teams the Hawks beat to reach the Eastern Conference. Randy?
They beat the Sixers.
Too slow, Joe.
That is incorrect.
Oh, you must be thinking he's talking about a different year. Didn't let him say the year.
Yeah.
To reach the Eastern Conference Finals in 2015.
Yeah. Funny.
Ooh.
That's a good question.
Oh. I didn't want to go the recent one because I thought it would be.
Sure. Andy. The Celtics.
Celtics is incorrect.
Oh, God. Okay. So you said 15?
Yeah.
The 60-win team.
Oh, when they got swapped by LeBron in the Eastern Conference.
Did they beat the Pacers?
Nope. That's also incorrect.
I was going to guess the Pacers, too. Glad I didn't.
You want to go through the other 12 Eastern Conference teams?
Who was it? Who they beat?
It was the Brooklyn Nets
and
then the Washington Wizards.
Oh, yeah. That's right. And I think they lost to the Wizards in the playoffs like the next year or the year after.
They did, actually, I think.
All right, here we go. This final question.
Are we tied currently?
For the dub. Yeah, you surged. Remember, you surged into a tie, 5-5. In 2003, who became the first true freshman to start at quarterback for Georgia Tech?
Take it. Was it Reggie?
Reggie Ball. Yes. That is correct. Randy.
Wow.
Back-to-back winner, baby.
Son of a...
I knew it was Reggie because I knew
he winked at me.
Yeah.
That was brutal. Well, you can wink both eyes.
Yes, I can. I'm
you're an ambidextrous winker. Good for you. Can you guys wink both eyes? Not everybody can. Abe can't? Abe looks like he's having a convulsion.
Is that a thing? People not do that? I'm going back and forth as quick as I can go.
All right.
Oh, man.
Just a heartbreaking loss. At least. You had to be a Georgia Tech answer to win, too, which is
fine.
I didn't know Randy was going to get it.
I mean,
I wouldn't have got it. I didn't know that.
If it was anybody else other than Reggie or Joe Ham.
I was going to guess Joe Hamilton. That's my guess. All right. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Game one of the NBA Finals last night goes Denver's way. We'll also talk a little bit about some of the decisions made by the SEC and their conference scheduling coming up next as well. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.